Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening ties between India and Germany. The participants are Skand Ranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Manish Pratim Bhuyan, journalist.
Ambassador Tayal, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today held wide-ranging talks with his German counterpart, Johann Wadephul. So the talks covered a range of issues, including possible cooperation in the areas of semiconductor, areas of green hydrogen. Both sides agreed to double the annual trade. Both sides explored possibility of ramping up cooperation in the high technology areas. They also spoke about the possible area of cooperation in the climate change. And these discussions are assuming much more significance against the backdrop of the geopolitical turmoil that we are witnessing and also the tariff war triggered by the Trump administration. So how do you see Mr. Jaishankar's overall discussions with his German counterpart in New Delhi today?
Germany is a very prominent member of European Union as well as NATO. India and Germany have had very amicable, very good relations for decades. This visit of the German Foreign Minister, Dr. Johann Wadephul, is very timely and very important because of two reasons. One, that entire international relations scenario globally is in a world of political uncertainty and economic volatility. President Trump's indiscriminate imposition of tariffs to most of the countries, even to on Germany and the European Union, and also political uncertainty. A few days back, our Honorable Prime Minister was first in Japan, then in Tianjin for the SCO summit, and he had very fruitful, very long meetings with President Putin, Russian President, as well as with the Chinese President, Mr. Xi Jinping. So this is a very good time for India to brief our friends in the European Union, and particularly very prominent European countries like Germany, that what happened there and how India sees the future of a global trade, as well as peace in Europe and Indo-Pacific.
Ambassador Tayal, Mr. Jaishankar also addressed a press conference with his German counterpart after their talks. Let's listen in what Jaishankar said about India-Germany ties.
Just completed a very productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation, on our relationship with the European Union, and we have exchanged views on regional, global, and multilateral issues. Now, before I come to those subjects, let me again first publicly welcome my friend Foreign Minister Dr. Johann Wadephul, who is here for the first time in his current capacity. I first got to know him when we met at the Munich Security Conference, which was well before he became foreign minister. And I must say, even then, I was impressed by his commitment to advancing the India-Germany strategic partnership. I'm very confident that that enthusiasm will now be applied by him fully in his new role.
Ambassador Tayal, in his remarks at the press conference, Mr. Jaishankar also referred to the negotiations between India and European Union for a free trade agreement. And he says that this is the opportune time for both sides to finally conclude the negotiations. In his words, he said this is a very significant step to ramp up trade relations between the two sides, and both sides should look at concluding the negotiations as soon as possible. So how do you see Mr. Jaishankar's comments about the need for India and European Union to conclude the trade negotiations for the proposed FTA in the backdrop of what is happening globally in view of Mr. Donald Trump's policies on trade and tariff?
Yes, President Donald Trump's unilateral and totally unreasonable and unjustified imposition of tariffs arbitrarily on friendly countries, even on European Union, of course, on India, almost 50%. That is compelling all the countries to look for new markets, new partnerships in trade and investment. And India, European Union is a very big market, almost as big as the American market. And naturally, the Indian industry, Indian small scale industry, MSMEs, they are looking for greater opportunities to enter in the European Union and the European market. The discussions for an FTA with European Union have been going on for quite some time. And India has some concern on agricultural products and also on the European Union policy of putting some kind of a carbon tax on those industries where they feel that the carbon emission in India is higher, for instance, steel or copper, aluminum and some other sectors. And that is where India is asking for greater understanding from our European Union negotiators and German that it should not become like a non-tariff barrier, that Indian exports are taxed at a higher level. So whatever advantage we get from a free trade agreement, because the free trade agreement means the lowering of duties, that whatever is the prevailing rate of duty, tariffs, customs, in Europe for global products, from that level, the duty for Indian products will come down. So whatever duty comes down, then that could perhaps be just reimposed on the carbon tax. So there are some issues on which the negotiations have been stuck for years. And now there is so much of volatility in the economic environment, trade environment, and India is also now fourth largest, that perhaps it will be almost on the road to third largest economy of the world. It is important that it is fully integrated with the global supply chains and has a full opening entry in the European Union market. So what discussions between the two external affairs ministers and our foreign minister, Johan Vadeful, would be very useful in understanding each other so that a final movement can be there for the conclusion of India-European Union FTA.
In his press conference with the German Foreign Minister Vadeful, Mr. Jaishankar also talked about the possible cooperation in the new and emerging areas like clean energy. And in that context, he talked about India and Germany looking at boosting cooperation in producing hydrogen energy. So let's listen in.
We have been working for the last few years on what's called the Green and Sustainable Development Partnership. Now, some of you would be aware that projects under this have included the Nagpur Metro Rail, green energy corridors in 5 states, and the Integrated Water Transport Project in Kochi. Our discussions today also covered green hydrogen, green energy financing, and biofuels. We have seen good progress in education and mobility. I believe that the largest number of foreign students in Germany are now from India. On my last 2 visits to that country, I heard praise for our community's contribution from across the political spectrum in Germany. The skilled labor strategy released by the German government offers a very good framework for mutual benefit. We have also agreed on gratis visas for short-term school and college visits to further promote student exchanges.
Ambassador Tile, Mr. Jaishankar also talked about what he described as an uptick in India-Germany defense and security cooperation. Germany participated in the Tarang Shakti air exercises in India last year, and its ships made port calls to Goa. So in the context of current geopolitical turmoil, how do you see the resolve by India and Germany to further expand cooperation in the defense sector? In his remarks, Mr. Jaishankar also pointed towards the easing of export control issues that had hampered the defense and security cooperation. He said India appreciates the smoothing of these processes and more expeditious clearances for defense projects. What is the significance of this resolve by the two countries to expand the overall defense and strategic cooperation?
India has a big requirement of defense equipment. And Germany makes some very cutting-edge defense equipment, like their tanks or their submarines are world-class. And there are 2 issues. One, India always wants technology transfer, that whatever weapon systems or large platforms like tanks, etc., India goes for, that gradually most of that production should be in India itself. And there, as our External Affairs Minister referred to, there are some issues on export controls that Germany has its own regulations and policies that some technologies cannot be exported. And there, a relaxation is required for friendly countries like India, as has been done by the United States. There is a lot of defense technology and defense equipment which can be sold to India or transferred to India without congressional approval. So that would be the way to go forward. This will be a long-term objective of India-Germany bilateral relationship. But India has a lot of requirement for cutting-edge technology. The way world is changing, the wars are changing. In Operation Sindoor, we saw how drones and rockets and cyber and missiles, anti-missile systems, they had become very important. And in that direction, there could be a future collaboration and cooperation and joint development and production of defense equipment between India and Germany.
In his remarks, Mr. Jaishankar also talked about possible cooperation in the area of semiconductor. So let's listen in what Jaishankar has said about the possible cooperation in this very crucial area.
In the semiconductor manufacturing area, that has actually emerged as a particularly promising domain. We welcome German investments and GCCs. And I must say that the model of talent preparation and flow that Germany has evolved has been particularly effective. I would really commend our German colleagues for that. And we hope to see that scale up further. We have just marked 50 years of our scientific collaboration. Intensifying that and linking it to industry is the task that we have set for ourselves. Our cyber and digital dialogues are also important. Minister Wadefull visited the Indian Institute of Science in Bengaluru and also ISRO. And I'm very glad he did, because I think space cooperation has a lot of potential, and we again today agreed that it should be more aggressively explored.
Mr. Dial, Germany has been a very, very influential power in Europe. So how do you see the overall outcome of the talks between the two foreign ministers? And what would be the next kind of phase of India-German relations from the perspective of the geopolitics?
It is, as the German foreign minister said, that India and Germany are very good friends and, of course, strategic partners. But on some issues, there could be some differences. And I think he was alluding to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, where European Union and all the European countries have a certain position. So there, I think the opportunity was very good that India would have briefed the German side on what transpired about Russia-Ukraine conflict when Prime Minister Modi had his long discussion with President Putin. And the German Foreign Minister said and requested that India should leverage our relations with Russia to foster peace in Europe. And the second part is of economic engagement, trade and investment, and technology transfer. And there are immense possibilities. And whether it is semiconductor, where India has the talent, and Germany, Japan, they have the technology. So India's market is very big. India's policies are now very favorable. Only yesterday, there was one big conference on semiconductors, where Honorable Prime Minister announced new policies to welcome foreign investment, foreign technology to work in India. So one, strategic cooperation and strategic understanding in dealing with the major strategic issues of the day, whether it is Ukraine-Russia war, whether it is Gaza, or whether it is Indo-Pacific, and how Germany can be a more active partner in India's rapid journey towards Viksit Bharat in 2047 with technology transfer, whether it is in the defense industry or in the new technologies like semiconductors.
Ambassador Dial, thank you so very much for giving a detailed perspective on India-Germany relationship.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening ties between India and Germany. The participants were Skand Ranjan Dial, former ambassador, and Manash Pratim Bhuyan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.